What did he know and when did he know it? When DeWine was pressed with these questions regarding his appointment of Sam Randazzo as chair of the PUCO, DeWine says several times that, quote, everyone knew Randazzo worked for FirstEnergy in the past. But Democratic Representative Casey Weinstein, who sat through Randazzo's committee testimony on the nuclear bailout law at the center of the federal corruption case, says DeWine's comments strain credulity.
We had some suspicions and some idea that Randazzo had a connection to FirstEnergy, but we simply couldn't pin him down on that.
While documents later reveal Randazzo's past with FirstEnergy, he did not disclose that information outright on his cover letter to the PUCO Nominating Council or during testimony on the bailout law in 2019. HB6 created subsidies for two nuclear power plants owned by a former FirstEnergy subsidiary, but that part of the law has since been repealed. Randazzo is named in FirstEnergy's deferred prosecution agreement in federal court, and his home was raided by the FBI last fall. He resigned shortly afterward. Randazzo has not been charged with any crimes. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.